Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We certainly hope that you're off to a great start this morning or whenever you listen to this broadcast. I was just led to do it in the morning. I know that some are already on their way to work or already at their jobs or whatever activities they may be doing this morning. But nevertheless, this is the time that's chosen for now. I may adjust that time period according to what is needed, what is wanted. I can do it earlier or maybe even an evening broadcast. But for the time being, we know that all things work together for the good of those who are called to God's purpose. Glory, hallelujah. So we just bless the Lord for everything that he has enabled us to do. And this is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis, founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries. And we are located here in South Carolina. And we would be happy to see you at some of our services, and I'll be making announcements concerning all of that. But in the meantime, it doesn't matter what your age, race, nationality, it doesn't matter right now. I just want to speak, encourage, maybe even teach just a little bit to gather the people together in a positive manner. So many negative things are taking place these days until it's good for a little breath of fresh air. It's good for a little motivation. This actually helps me to stay motivated, just to know that I can come on and hopefully help someone else, a few, a large number, whatever, it doesn't matter. Numbers are not important as long as someone is reached. So we're going to get started in a minute. The format right now is to give you a few words of scripture, and I know that everyone is not on the same level in their beliefs, and I know that everybody's not saved and everybody's not churched, but I hope this will be inspiration for you to maybe come to Christ, to seek him, to know more about him. But again, this is hopefully geared to those who are unchurched, unsaved, babes in Christ, whatever your status is. We don't come on here thinking that we're so holier than thou. We just want to give you a few minutes of the word. This morning, I'm going to attempt to talk a little bit about your purpose. But in order to know your purpose in life, you got to know God's plan. You got to know what he has planned for you. You got to understand what it takes to even know your purpose and how to stay on track. And many people are still searching. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, many people are still searching for that purpose. They're searching to see, well, what am I supposed to be really doing in life? What, you know, I feel like I'm misguided. I feel like I'm misdirected. I feel like I'm messed in my life. I feel like I can't even get back on track. But the good news is that when you hear a few pieces of this information and understand God, the difference between what God is willing and what God is permitting, then maybe that will help you some. I pray that it does. But first, let's go to Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Romans 12 and verse 2. It says, and this is the New International Version, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Okay, what do we mean by that? What is the scripture saying? It is saying, don't just be like the world. Don't just be like the world. Means that you cannot follow the traditions of what's going on. The media picks up everything, and people start to follow a trend. They start to say, well, if everybody's wearing wearing green, I'm going to wear green that day. If everybody is just staying home and just living any kind of way, just wild and no discipline, no direction in their life, then I'm going to do it too. It's okay. But no, not so. Do not conform to the pattern of the world. You have to renew your mind. You have to renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? Well, if you are a believer, you know that it's in the Word of God. If you're just starting out on a Christian journey, to renew your mind means to get into a whole nother mindset, to leave the positive, leave the past behind, because we know that we're not to look back. We're to always press and go forward. So your mind, you have to take the attitude that I'm not going back to my old ways. I'm going to leave them behind, and my mind is going to, I'm going to think new things. I'm going to think new thoughts. I'm going to leave the people that had the negative mindset. I'm going to leave them alone. You know, I'm just going to be a brand new person. So you have to renew your mind. And it says, after you've done these things, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. You can't do anything until you test it, until you say, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to know how this is going to work. This thing's got to work, because you told me I had to change my ways and that I have to leave the worldly things alone. You told me that in your word. So what am I to do? You will be able to test. When I say test the Lord, it doesn't mean like you challenge Him. It means you ask Him, you seek Him. Even if you don't know how to seek Him, just sit in for a little bit. It will come to you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. But His good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I'm going to say the two definitions that I found while I was researching. I needed to find some more, but this is what I found, and it's pretty simple. The perfect will of God is God's divine plan for your life. This is what He has divinely arranged. Now, this is what, before you were even formed, he had it on His mind. And to show you that, Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. It means that He already knew before He even formed you in your mother's belly who you was going to be, who He destined you to be, and He even knew what path you were going to take. But that doesn't mean you don't have to seek Him. You still have to seek Him, because you need to know it for yourself. So what He is, this is His divine plan. This is what, if you were to just walk His straight and narrow plan, then you'd probably feel like you never make a mistake in your life. But we know that we all sin and come short of God's glory. So we know that we're going to make a mistake. We know we're going to step out of God's divine, perfect will. But now, here's the thing. The permissive will of God is what He permits. Imagine just asking, like, say, for instance, you're a child and you have a child and they want a piece of candy, and they ask over and over and over. And the answer from the mother or the authority figure is no, no, no. And then finally you bug them so much that they give in and say, okay, you can have the candy. But then the whole time they knew that that candy or whatever that treat was not good for you. But because you kept on asking, you kept on asking and persisting, they just went ahead and allowed you to have it. But then suppose something bad happened. Suppose you got a cavity. Suppose it made you sick. You see, that is God's permissive will. He will give you things that you ask for because you have been persistent. But that doesn't mean that it's always going to be the right thing. So most of all, we have to have a relationship with the Lord. Even if you're not saved, when you become saved, you will understand even more what a relationship with the Lord is. It's the greatest thing you can ever have. You cannot trust mere humans. We can't even trust our own selves sometimes. But when you put your trust in the Lord, you will never be forsaken. You will never be forgotten. So we see that the perfect will of God is a divine plan for your life. The permissive will is that one that says, okay, you asked me enough time, I'm just going to let you have it, even though I know that it's not the best. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Yes. This is one of my favorite verses. It just reminds me that no matter what we go through, God didn't mean it for any harm. He meant it actually for your good and his glory. So we see that there are two kinds of wills, and the reason I the subtopic was your purpose depends on it. When you have a purpose, and we all do, if you get out of the will of God, chances are your purpose will be delayed. It can come back. God can allow it to come back. If he purposed you to be an airplane pilot or a doctor or a lawyer or a nurse or even a pastor or a preacher, if that was your purpose and you went out of his will, have no fear. He will bring you back to it because he cut you out for this thing. He cut that pattern, and you are that thing. You are that thing. So I tell you this morning, don't forget that you are divinely, you are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's own image. So therefore, just get back to his relationship, get back to know him. Or if you've never known him, get to know him. He will lift you up. He will allow you to see those things that he has promised you. He has a purpose for each and every one of us. So I hope that helped you out. Maybe the next time I'll go to 30 minutes, but I hope that helped you out, morning, afternoon, whenever you are listening. And I'm going to pray because my time, believe it or not, is almost over. Wow. Okay. I guess I could talk more than I thought I could talk this morning. But nevertheless, this is our 15 minutes. That's going to be up in about 3 minutes. So I just wanted to give you a few tidbits, and maybe I'll do a continued teaching on this. And also, I will be opening it up for callers. Probably in the next 2 weeks, we will open it up for callers and maybe extend the time. But in the meantime, this is my 2 cents about your purpose, your plan, God's will for your life, and I pray that you do find it. Again, this is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries, and we look forward to greeting each and every one of you in the near future. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now saying thank you. We just worship you right now before we can even go any further into the prayer. We worship you and we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. God, we just ask that you touch everyone who is listening, everyone, no matter what their walks in life, no matter where they are in life, whether they are raised up or whether they are torn down. You said to be content about everything, whether we are based or whether we are bound. So right now, Lord, allow us to be content knowing that you have already placed a plan for our lives, knowing that all we have to do is seek you first, knowing that you have created good plans, and you have created a divine will, and we rather be in your divine will than your permissive will, because you know what is best for us, only you. So allow us to seek you for the right things and to understand that when we walk by our own understanding, it gets messed up. Because the scripture says that we should lean not to our own understanding. So right now, today, God, we ask that if there is someone who would like to be saved, who would like to know more about you, that they come forth to me or some other minister or just a child of God who is saved, just a born-again believer, all it is our duty as believers, no matter what our titles are, to lead somebody to you. So, God, we just pray that someone accepts you as their personal Savior today. We know that all things work for the good of those who love you and are called to the purpose. So, God, we just thank you, and we thank the listeners right now. Amen. We thank you. Share and tag somebody and let them know on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as for now, we will be on at 8:30 a.m., but you can catch us all day, 24 hours a day, simply by clicking on the link and listening and going back to the other episodes. And we thank you. May God bless you abundantly. And I will see you next Tuesday, if not before. God bless you. And remember, Jesus is Lord.